Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruz, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, you guys will get in your seats. I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Well, welcome again to another PCP Network Blog Talk Radio show. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and I promise you another wonderful show today. And we're going to be talking about something that... I think many of you parents should listen to, and if you get a chance, have your young athletes listen to it as well. You know, I'm going to give you some time to pull out your pen and paper and get ready to take some notes before we go into the show. But before we go into the show, I want to give you a little piece by my man, Mr. Keith Wright. See if we can get Keith up on the scene today. All right. Where you at, Keith?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making small cool. That's how I do.
Like I said, Keith said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. But, you know, what I'm going to talk about today, I'm just going to sidetrack for a second or so and just talk about, those athletes, our children, that missed that opportunity. You know, when I say missed that opportunity, they had dreams to play at the college level and for whatever reason did not go on to play at the college level. And like I said, for whatever reason, because there's various reasons out there. We all know as parents, and a lot of times it may be due to something that we fail to do or maybe something that our children fail to do. I'm not one that like to put that responsibility solely on our children. Or solely on the athlete. I'm more of one that if I have the opportunity that I can do something to help better the situation for my child, then I'm going to do everything possible. Now, there may be some learning experiences, some bumps and bruises along the way, but without a doubt, at the end of the day, my child ends up with a peace of mind and still on track to fulfill his or her dream. So, you know, that to me, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And if we take away from that, and if we fail to do that, then I think we're kind of selling not only our children short, but we're selling ourselves short as well. We're selling ourselves short as well. Well, parents, today I want to talk about, why do some athletes miss that opportunity? Why do some athletes miss that opportunity? You know, there's a few things that I see that causes athletes to miss that opportunity. And, you know, one of the one main things is just failure to plan. You know, and you know, they have that old adage out there, you know, and oh man, I just drew a blank on the adage. I should have had it down here in front of me, but you know, they have that adage out there that, you know, we often fail to plan, but we shouldn't plan to fail. We often don't plan to fail, but we often fail to plan. And that's very simple, and that's very easy, and that's something that we should all get our arms around. Because when I say that, and when I mention just that piece of, by itself, think about it. You know, we at the PCP Network try to stress the point of making sure that the athlete has the opportunity at the earliest possible moment that he or she should start getting serious about his or her college dreams. And if them college dreams come along where they have the opportunity to start looking at things in their middle school years, then I think they should move forward on that. They shouldn't wait until high school. You know, right now I'm currently working with 7 high school seniors and their parents, trying to get them on track as far as seeing if a college coach would be interested in bringing them into their program. That, to me, is a last-minute effort. Now, but that, to me, as well, is not a hopeless effort, because I'm going to support those parents and I'm going to support those athletes as much as I can. I'm not just going to simply step back and say, well, hey, you missed the boat, missed the opportunity. Because we have had success in the PCP Network where we coach parents through a situation where they were successful. Matter of fact, I talk about a situation oftentimes, and I share this with other parents, oftentimes sharing this story, situation how I really got started with this program. And the start of this program, the conception of this program, was based upon a parent that came to me one day and knew that I was trying to do some things in the recruiting process and trying to get registered with the, at that time it was called the Clearinghouse, currently called the Eligibility Center, and had all that stuff down. And I was on track as far as getting my son, getting the right blocks checked off for my son. So as a result, I sat down one day with that parent, and we went through it step by step. And as a result, she started, you know, putting together things for her son as well, and realized that he had had interest from various schools once she received information from their high school coach. And come to find out, you know, the young man wasn't able to get in that next upcoming fall after he graduated. He had to wait until the following spring or the second semester to actually enroll. But he was able to enroll, able to fulfill his dream as playing at the college level and go on. And matter of fact, he's currently playing his last year of eligibility right now. He's currently playing his last year of eligibility right now to this date. I believe he would have a game again this weekend. But I say all that to say this, parents. You know, we wait until the senior year in high school, or our children wait until the senior year in high school and then realize that they have that potential to play at the next level. If we do some proper planning, as the PCP Network likes to stress the point of focusing on the middle school years, if we do some proper planning, then middle school is the time period to start getting your child engaged in that conversation, getting your child seriously thinking about that conversation, not just talking about it, but seriously doing some research, looking at schools and following different programs and understanding, you know, things that coaches may be looking at and looking for, and all these other things. You know, if we start that at the middle school years, in the middle school stages, then our children will be more prepared to be successful once it comes time for them to move on to the college level. Because just like I told my son when he started the sixth grade, I said, you know, what's your plan for the next 3 years? I said, because everything you do sixth, seventh, and eighth grade is going to determine how successful you're going to be ninth, 10th, 11th grade, 12th grade. And then when he got to his freshman year in high school, I asked the same question. What is your plan for the next 4 years? Everything you do in the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade is going to make a determination on whether or not you're going to be successful at your college years. So you have to, without a doubt, have to start preparing, start planning. You know, you have to, parents. It's not an optional thing. You know, so that's one of the things, one of the reasons why I think, you know, students miss that opportunity because of the simple fact that they don't plan. They don't plan. Next thing, what? Nicole. Next thing is, you know, our children are not looking at the right classes. But again, I still say that goes back to your planning. Next thing I would say is parents, we're not aware or we're not fundamentally sound on understanding the basic requirements for eligibility. We have to be fundamentally sound in understanding those requirements, because if we're not fundamentally sound in understanding those requirements, guess what? Our children may miss out. Why? Because it's not the responsibility of the high school coach. It's not the responsibility of your AAU coach. It's the responsibility of us as parents and our children to do their part. So we have to understand the process. And that's what we support you with here at the PCP Network. That's what we strive towards, making sure that you do have an understanding of the process here at the PCP Network. You know, back in its conception, the PCP Network was parents coaching parents, but, you know, we like to take that to the next thing. We like to coordinate with the parents. We like to counsel parents. You know, we like to reach out and connect with different parents, you know, contact parents and let them know things that's going on or things that they need to be aware of. We like to make sure we maintain that bridge of connection, connectivity, to make sure that parents are getting every opportunity to get their children to where they need to be. If that's that child's dream, and it doesn't necessarily have to be at the Division I, Division II, Division III level. It could be an NAI level or junior college level, whatever. If that's that child's dream, then we're trying to make sure that that parent understands every opportunity out there to get that child to that dream, get that child to that next level. And how do we do that? We do that by a series of workshops and other things that we do throughout the Parents Coaching Parents Network. But we missed the opportunity, parents, because we're not aware of how the process goes. We missed the opportunity because we're not monitoring our children's classes early enough on. We're not making sure that they're taking the right classes. How are you missing opportunity? I know bunch of young men, and I thought I was going to have some callers call in today, and if you want to call in and discuss this topic, you can reach us at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. But another one of the things that often slow the parents down or slow us down as parents is that we miss out on the opportunity because of the simple fact that we don't ensure that our children get the exposure that they need. You know, they don't get that exposure that they need. And when they miss out on that exposure, you're going to the different camps and clinics and things of that nature, when they miss out on that exposure, then as a result, what happens? They're not seen by anybody. You know, here in the state of Virginia, there's 311 high schools in the state of Virginia. 311 high schools in the state of Virginia. And college coaches are not going out to all 311 high schools just to see one athlete. They prefer to go to one central location where they can catch everybody there and get a chance to sit down and possibly talk to some of the athletes at that time, or get a chance to at least do a fair evaluation of what the athletes are doing or what the athletes are capable of doing. So exposure, parents, is another key reason why sometimes our children don't get that opportunity. You know, another one of the reasons we sit back and we depend on, and I talked about that briefly earlier in the conversation, we talked about it briefly, we sit back and we wait for the college or the high school coach to take charge of the situation. Big mistake. That is not the high school coach's responsibility. So as a result, why should we put that solely on the high school coach to take on that responsibility? We have to make sure that we take charge of that situation. Well, parents, I've been talking for about the last 20 minutes or so, and just wanted to share some information with you on, you know, why our children miss out on the opportunity to go and play at the next level. You know, because if he or she has that talent, has that ability, and have that skill, then guess what? They should be afforded the opportunity to play. They should be afforded the opportunity to play. Without a doubt, they should be afforded that opportunity, because if they, if we do not assist them and moving forward and moving forward in that goal and moving forward in that desire that they have to play at the next level, then we have sold them short. You know, we can sit back and say, well, no, well, he ain't do what he had to do. Okay. That's so true. He may not have. But at some point in time, parents, we got to take some responsibility for that as well. You know, we can only step back to some degree once they are grown, moved out on their own, and are self-contained, self-sufficient. Until that point happens, that responsibility still lies with us to some degree. Well, parents, I'm going to go ahead and shut it down. Again, if you had anything that you wanted to share with us, you can always listen to our archive copy. Or if you want to call in now at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. You know, we always like to hear what you have to say and share your thoughts with us as well. But I've been talking about why do our kids miss out on the opportunity. But I think next week, if you had the opportunity to check out the ESPN show 30 for 30 last night as they aired the show Broke, I think that was a major highlight, and I think it should be mandatory for all parents to show to their kids and sit down and watch with their kids. So as a result, they should make sure that you know, they get a chance to see that video. Because if they don't get a chance to see that movie, see that documentary, then what may happen, they may miss out on an opportunity. Or if they do make it to that next level, their success will be diminished by false hope, false dreams, and mismanagement. Again, you can always check us out at the PCP Network on Facebook, or you can follow us on Twitter at PCP Network, or check out our website, at www.pcpn.info. www.pcpn.info. Al, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. You know, like I stumbled through at the beginning of the show, you know, we may fail to plan, but we can't plan. We don't plan to fail. And I'm jacked it up again. We don't plan to fail, but if we fail to plan, it'll happen to us all the time. We don't plan to fail, but if we fail to plan, it will happen to us all the time. Again, parents, hoping to hear from you. You can always reach out to me. Reach out to us here at the PCP Network at pcphr@aol.com. pcphr@aol.com. You have a good day.
Grew up a student of the game. Had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know.